This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. A second virtual meeting on LANL's proposed tritium venting is planned. Due to the myriad of technical flaws that occurred during the October 20th virtual meeting on the proposed and controversial venting of 114,000 curies of radioactive tritium from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, the Department of Energy, DOE, committed to holding a second virtual meeting. It may be held as early as next Tuesday, October 27th. CCNS will post alerts on our social media network once a date and time has been determined. Over 150 people attended the virtual meeting. Many people left early due to the uncontrollable feedback and a variety of problems with the PowerPoint. The session was recorded. If requested, the session will be translated into Spanish. The PowerPoint and other information are available at lanl.gov/environment. Under Resources. Pete McGorry, a senior advisor and acting DOE assistant manager at LANL, hosted the meeting. The meeting was held only to receive public comments and questions. DOE did not provide responses. McGorry hoped to respond to all comments in writing before the next virtual meeting. Brian Watkins, a subject matter expert, presented a 14-slide PowerPoint. He described the four flanged tritium waste containers called fat wacks, which are about 51-gallon stainless steel pressure vessels. One fat wack can hold four to five smaller containers called ALM1s. Watkins said only the gas in the larger container, or the headspace gas, would be vented. After Watkins' presentations, those who wanted to speak were given 2 minutes each. Jay Coughlin of Nuclear Watch New Mexico observed that an analysis of alternatives to the venting has not been publicly released and that the New Mexico Environment Department has not seen it. Cynthia Naha said that the federal government had not fulfilled its trust responsibilities to the Pueblos, as evidenced by the fact that the downstream pueblos of Cochiti, San Felipe, and Santa Ana had not heard anything about the proposed venting. Joni Ahrens of CCNS asked what plan LANL has for when the International Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons goes into effect. 47 nation states or countries have signed and ratified the treaty. Only 3 more are needed for it to go into effect. The treaty was modeled after the Landmine Treaty and the Chemical Weapons Treaty, which challenged countries that still possessed those weapons. Ahrens asked how LANL would address the economic harm that could occur to the workers, families, and communities that have supported LANL once the treaty goes into effect. She asked again, quote-unquote, what's the plan? To submit your comments electronically to LANL, email FTWC publicinfo@lanl.gov. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.